What's up, Coach Haas here. Thanks for tuning into the Training Day podcast. Excited to be giving you some tips and insight to have the healthiest version of yourself, to look better, feel better, or perform better. So if you want to look better naked, I'm going to give you three tips on, well, I'll give you a bunch of, but we'll get into discussion later, basically. But immediately, I want to help you get over your injuries. I want to help you not feel discouraged and unmotivated and like your goals will never happen. I'm going to give you some tips so you can overcome that from a personal story that I've recently experienced. So I'm gonna give you three tips. We're gonna dive right in. As you know, my name is Haas, Coach Haas, nationally certified personal trainer, lover of lasagna, all things carbs, MMA, but also showing busy men how to get rid of the bear belly, get rid of the dad bod without losing their sanity or carbs. So, as you know, I'd said in my few previous episodes, I have a nagging back injury. I won't bore you with the science, but it basically feels like I am being electrocuted sometimes when I'm walking, when it's at its worst. And anything that makes it worse is the standard barbell, deadlifts, squats, standing for too long. It's just a very old nagging injury. And I think I mentioned before, some doctors said I would never walk, not walk again, compete in wrestling. So fortunately, I was able to just work my way back and compete wrestling and do all state and all county honors and that. So I'm happy about that. But recently, as a 34-year-old dad, too, doing a lot of work, working a lot, life is very different. And the belly fat seems to be like the number one priority that I want to get rid of, as well as show a lot of my individuals, my clients I work with. So the major thing is when you take a little time off for whatever reason, you want to come back. You come back guns blazing, right? You want to train really hard to get back and get the flow of things. Because let's be real, man. I didn't feel like when I put on the weight, when I put on after I had my daughter, I didn't feel good like being overweight. It made me feel very just fat, sloppy, and affected my business. Because the way I look at it is, if I'm out of shape, I can't help other people get in shape if I'm not taking care of my own thing, my own body, you know, mine. So that was the thing. So that was about a year ago, but it's very hard to fall out of shape and hard to get in shape. That's why it's just suggested you never stop. Like, once you get in shape, don't stop. You know, you take 3 weeks off, it's like a battle uphill, especially with anything. So, I'm going to give you a quick story, and then I'm going to give you the three tips on how to overcome your injuries. And this will be a part two. This is a part two because we talked about this earlier. So I go to Retro Freeport. That's where I live at. Well, my family lives there. I live in Queens, but that's besides the point. So there's this little retro gym, little franchise gym. It's pretty cool. All the standard weight equipment. And I met a few people there, you know, good crew of guys that go out there. And one of the bros that was there, he's actually a personal trainer as well. But he emphasizes his specialty is like sports and conditioning, getting people ready for fight camps, making you look like a fighter. He trains he trains in the combat martial arts as well. He goes to a jiu-jitsu gym, local jiu-jitsu gym. I was looking at his training one day. And I was like, this guy has some pretty good programs. So I hired him to write my programs. And I was so hyped that, you know, it wasn't his fault. It's a lot of stuff why I got injured, from sleeping, not hydrating, not warming up properly over years. I got hurt literally first lift. I believe it was a dumbbell power clean, right? Or jump squats. And I just felt my back going. It wasn't a good day. I woke up, I just wasn't feeling good, but I just wanted to push through it. And I was just anxious to get back. And as a result, you know, I just didn't take care of things. Neglected the small things, and I threw my back out. It, like I said, and it felt like somebody was shocking me with and throwing knives at my back when I was walking around. I had to go to my doctor, get a whole bunch of painkillers, just ice. It was just terrible. I couldn't pick up my daughter. It was really bad. So, what am I thinking about while I'm in bed watching SportsCenter? And I should have watched Barry, but I didn't, which is the greatest 30-minute TV show out. What was I thinking? I was thinking, I guess I'm just going to go back to being fat. It's much easier. Way easier being fat than being in shape. I might as well just eat, feel better, which I did and didn't work. I might as well just say F it, you know. And I was, and mind you, I was documenting this cut. So it's kind of embarrassing as a personal trainer, like when the first 72 hours, you know, you throw your back out. And, you know, like when my individuals and my clients have told me before, excuse me, it's a little late over here. My clients have told me before, hey, you know, I'm working out, but I'm injured. I would just say, you know, work around it. So it's very tough. So now I physically know what to do. Now we're going to dive into the three tips. All right. Oh, no, actually, no. So I hurt my back. And, you know, I saw Mr. Dr. Amato over here in Oakdale. Really good PT. He had a shout out on the Rogan podcast. And one of the underrated things is to do when you get injured is not just to take painkillers, not to just to stop lifting weights, but to get evaluated by a PT. And it's, that's my third point I'm going to dive into later. Now, I'll simply say, drove out to Oakdale about 45 minutes. And, you know, he did some magic. I don't know what he did, but I was still, you know, still in a little pain for 2 weeks, week and a half. It was my job to do the rehab exercises and get it together so I feel better. But, you know, we're still working, but I'm back in the gym. Today I got back, no pain. I picked up the program, resumed the program, no pain. So I'm very excited about that. But, you know, doing a great soft tissue work, the massaging, the manipulation, the assessment, the corrective exercises, stretching, the water, dehydrating, all this plays a huge part. So I was in so much pain. I was sweating on that table. So it was funny. Like, you know, we all got to go through it. This is just the thing of when you're injured. Okay. It's just how it goes. But I'm going to give you a three. Okay. So Dr. Model is a magician. That's all I can say. And I see why people be like, oh, I hate my personal trainers. Because it's like, there's some times I was driving out there. It's like, oh, I should be sick today. I don't want to do this. You know, I know ahead of time that I was coming. Maybe I did the work. Maybe I did what I said I would do. Maybe I didn't. You know, he'll be able to tell. You know, it just made me feel like, oh, this is what I put three people through. So eventually we got it together. Back and left and right. Yeah, it's Beth Page, Physical Therapy East. All right. And at the moment, I'll give you some, and let me just explain to you why he said that I'm always getting hurt. In a nutshell, dehydration and my everyday moving patterns, or lack of. So since I sit at a desk a lot, you know, online, work from a computer, I have very bad posture, short hips. So when I'm going to lift and train and do these heavy lifts, where you need a strong core, which apparently I don't have any at the moment. You need to have, like, you know, not tight hips, which I have. You know, I put all the pressure on your lower back, your lower spine. And now you're just doing a spine workout, which means snap, 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 or spasm. That's what happens. You're putting all the load on the wrong places. You're compensating. And that's just leading to getting messed up, right? So keep that in mind for yourself. So here are the three tips. Right now, we're going to dive into 8:30 or 8:35. Number one, focus on your mindset. Number two, nutrition. And number three, find a PT that's right for you to assess for assessments, right? So let's dive right into the mindset. This is self-explanatory, right? Like, you can either, when you get hurt, there's a few stories that go on in your head, right? Like, what you choose to listen to is always up to you, right? There's always, like, intrusive thoughts. Like, for me, you're always going to be a fat ass. That's what was going through my head. You're always going to be, you're going to be a fat ass. Fuck it. Give it up. You're 34. You know, you're not young anymore. This is just how life is. You get old, you get fat, you get bald, and then you get a beer belly, and then that's that, right? You always be just, this is just what life is. You got to accept it like everybody else. Like a whole bunch of men do, like, you know. It's just not worth it. It's much easier being fat. These are all the stuff that was talking to myself about, right? And then I was like, how can we? I always thinking, and I was watching. I don't know if I saw Tim Grover on Instagram or something, but I met Tim Grover a few years ago, man. And that guy is 60 something and now, fifth close to it. And that guy's, his mindset is just, it's insane. So it made me think about how can we use this to my advantage? Like, all right, so obviously I can't work out, right? Obviously, physical movement's out, but there's three significant parts of staying in shape. It's the mental, physical, you know, it's your mindset, what you tell yourself, it's the nutrition, and there's the recovery, right? What can I tell myself? What can I focus on? I can focus on recovery, mindset, and nutrition. Obviously, can't do the physical. So I started focusing on my mindset. I started reading, you know, some Stoic philosophies. I started, you know, understanding what I can't control and just doing some deep introspection on how I can learn from this, what I can learn from this, and how to come around, turn around the corner. So, mindset, always like reading mantras. I'm a fucking animal. You know what I mean? Like, you know, when I get back, it's game over. I would just say stuff to myself to remind me, like, you know, I'm in shape, I'm fit, I'm healthy, I'm strong. Now, stuff like that, I would watch. You know, maybe if I was watching like Kobe Bryant or Tom Brady, the second best NFL postseason quarterback. Mindset, like just finding ways to stay in the game, not get down. I was reading motivational stories, listening to like my favorite fighters, when they win their belts. Like all that is like a story, you know. And then I'm like, the comeback is always going to be sweet. So always practice the mantras, you know, meditate, stay in the right space, journals, be around the right people. That's what's going to get you in shapes. Keep you in the right mindset as you are going through these rehabs, right? Like Adrian Peterson's a great story. Nicky Torrey is ACL, MCL or something. He ran for like 2,000 yards next season. That's unheard of. So keep it in mind. It can be done. If you got to take a little time off, like I did, 2 to 4 weeks, whatever, but get back in there. All right. So mindset. Now nutrition, right? Nutrition is very, to me, nutrition is one of those things, man. Like you get to figure out, now you have time on your hands, right? You have time on your hands. Now we get to figure out what meals, what do we like to prepare, eat? What gives us the best, how can I say this? What's the most efficient food for us to eat at this time, right? If you want to focus on some new recipes, some high dessert, like low dessert alternatives, low carb dessert alternatives, like high protein, sugar free, low sugar. This is the time, right? This is the time to look up new hacks for how to get more protein in, how to get more hydration in. This is the time, okay? Focus on the nutrition. So when you come back, you already got one leg up. So now you got your mindset and you got your nutrition, okay? One hack I'm doing is I'm just eating a whole bunch of yogurt. I eat one tub of yogurt. If I didn't meal prep, that's 80 grams of protein. And I have a vegan protein shake, which is, I think 30. It's called OWN. So I'm, and of course, hydrating, but you want to stay on top. One of the mistakes I did on top of nutrition, one of the mistakes I made was I ate my feelings when I got hurt because I was so upset. You know, you don't have to do that. I was eating all kinds of. Eating out, eating ice creams, and not the ice cream's bad, but just eating a lot of just BS, you know, that just didn't even make me feel bad. I don't know why I did it. A moment of weakness. You know, but get back to the greens and veggies and try some new juicing recipes. Just try new nutritional stuff since you have some time on your hands, okay? And then last but not least, ultimately, let's get a PT that really knows what the hell they're doing. And not just like, you know, just get a PT with a good reputation to get you out of pain and back lifting. So that's one of the reasons I love the PT I go to is because the goal is to start lifting again, like barbell squats. Show me how to do that with these bands. What do I need to strengthen? What's tight? What can we manipulate to get out? I sit at a desk all day. So jumping into an overhead squat program, overhead squat and deadlifting six plates right now, I mean, It's not that it can't happen, but it may not happen in the near future because of, you know, I want to be aware of where I'm tight and where I need to strengthen so that I don't hurt myself. A PT should give you, here's the steps of a good PT. Obviously knowledgeable. Secondly, give you a good assessment. Tell you what's wrong, why it's bothering you, and give you something like within the first session, if not by the second or third, like some kind of homework assignment that you can complete every day, like a little bit every day to get these muscle groups stronger. So PTs can, if you're lifting heavy, PTs can really help you stay in the game for a long time. Not pain-free, but like It's like taking your car to a tune-up. Like, that's what I look at a PT. A chiropractor, I don't really know too much about, so I can't speak. I just know PTs. A PT who's familiar with powerlifting and combat sports, I find them the most useful in what I'm for me. For you, it may be somebody, it just may be different, but keep that in mind. PTs are like taking your car to get a little tune-up, oil change, or whatever the case is. And before we get out of here, cannot help but to know talk about the UFC 290, right? Is that two? Yeah, UFC 290. Oh my God. Oh man. Oh man. If you saw that, man, we had International Fight Week, man, July, what, 9th? Oh, Volkanovski, Yair. What a banger, man. Oh, what a banger. Hard work pays off, man. Good luck. Good job, Volkanovski, man. Yair is a gamer. And that's another thing you can see from these guys. These guys work hard. They're constantly injured, but they're finding ways around it through good coaching, good PT, good nutrition, good recovery, right? Then that was that. And let's deal, man. DuPlessis and Izzy, not Du, sorry, not Izzy. DuPlessis and Whitaker. Oh, my gosh. Besides all the post-fight stuff, which I don't really want to talk about, I have my own opinion on that. If you want to talk about that, we can, but DuPlessis and Izzy, man. Oh my gosh. What a good fight that's going to be. But DuPlessis, to talk about stepping up, and this is why I love training and mindset. DuPlessis stepped over on the biggest stage of his career, man. But then it's just like this was just another day for him. That's that mindset to do that for him. I just it's so impressive. And what Robert Whittaker is an OG, Bobby Knuckles, man. That I love that guy too. But DuPlessis, man, whew, super impressed, super impressed. So what did you think? Like I know we talked about a lot how to I love UFC, but I'm sorry, I love fitness. I also love UFC, and I just want to know what do you. So what did you think of the Whitaker and DuPlessis fight? No, I love the headlock. Oh, what a great headlock. He stepped in, turned the hips, and he just threw it. What a headlock, man. Just the hands were sharp. I that's a good training program. That's a good mindset. That's good self-confidence and all that. Izzy came in, he was I think he was a little drunk, maybe. All speculation. But it looks like they're gonna settle it like men. In the upcoming months in the octagon where violence should be. And then Volkanovski, man, do you think he's just a goat? Yair is such a talented kid, man. And Brandon Moreno and the guy that he fought, what's the guy's name? Alexander Pantanoa. Whoo! Pantajoa, something like that. What a freaking war, man. Oh, I love this stuff. That's and to wrap it all up, that's one of the reasons why I hired one of my like friends and coaches to help me get this training in. Cause like I don't want to be a fighter, but I want to look like one of those guys. You know, I want to look like one of them. And I know it's old with discipline, training, all that. But I got a good plan that I'm excited about. And it's a you know, it's a conditioning plan. But these guys are next level. And as you know, Bo Nichols and didn't wrap it up. The rest were fine. You know, like the Hooker fight was good. Hooker's a tough son of SOB, man. Broken face, broken arm. The report just came out today. And he still beat one of the top contenders, Jalen Turner. In Jalen Turner is ranked number Hooker's 12. Yeah, Hooker's 12. I don't know what Jalen's ranked, but he beat him, man. I don't even know how he hurt him. He almost ended it, but whatever. And then the first card, I said we'll wrap it up here. I lie. I'm still going on my UFC rant, so just bear with me, right? Bo Nickel versus Val Woodburn. Oh my God, Bo Nickel. What an athlete, man. That Penn State wrestling room and Bo Nickel, they just work hard, bro. Like, I think Bo Nickels did a good job by going into fighting. I don't know if he wants to go to the Olympics, but he looks like he's creating his path for fighting, and he's just a hell of an athlete, hell of a discipline, man. That's what I, that's the point of one of the wrestling, I think I'm going to do a wrestling topic soon. Wrestling just teaches you so much discipline and grit. And Bo just shows that. He hit him with a left hook. And the reason I think he hit him with a left hook is because Val Woodburn, the tough guy, right? Can't lie. Tough guy. Not many people would have took the fight with Bo on such short notice. But it looked like he was waiting on the takedown really heavy. His feet, it was not expecting a shot. And Bo just leaned in. And Bo just popped in and just clipped him. Lead hook and did finished it. What a great fight. And then we'll wrap it up here. You know, happy retirement, Robbie Lawler. I'm not going to say Nico Price took a dive. It just took me by surprise how he made it look so easy. You know, and Robbie Lawler is just consistent, man. Consistent. 21 years of fighting, man. Oh, man. This is the life that fitness, I think, can give everybody. Look great as you get older, naked. Not have high blood pressure. You know, be a badass. And just live your best life. You know, the point of this podcast, to just show you how it's possible through stories of wrestling, UFC, love of lasagna, but just how we can all work together. So, I know I talked a lot. Shoot me a DM at Hassanio on Instagram or Twitter or Facebook. Love to talk. We could talk about the show, talk about UFC. If this was helpful, give me a 5-star review if I earned it, right? If this was helpful and I earned a 5-star review, I would greatly appreciate it. And please tell a friend, right? The Training Day Podcast with Hassan. We'll be answering questions, hopefully getting some guests on. We get about to 50 podcasts. And we'll bring some guests on, all right? Other than that, have a good one. We'll talk soon.